IRX.
All right, here we go. Good morning. 6:36. Well, I thought you were going to do it.
What?
The rah.
Rah.
You blew it. You screwed it up.
I missed it.
Today, we got some cloud sunshine. That's going to go away. Some rain and thunder.
That's today?
Huh? Later on in the afternoon, high of 75. Nice day, though. Tonight, partly cloudy, rain overnight, low of 62. Wednesday, cloudy with some rain in the morning, then cloudy in the afternoon, high of 80. Thursday, mostly sunny, slight chance of rain and storms, high of 79.
You know, I wouldn't mind a little thunder.
How about a little lightning?
And a little thunder?
A little thunder. That's what I call my arms, my guns. A little thunder, a little lightning. Don't get caught in the storm.
Yeah.
Pow!
Right in the kisser.
Why are you so dumb?
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Such an idiot. Rage Against the Machine fans have been hoping for a studio reunion, but Tom Morello thinks they should just be thankful for the four albums they got. In an interview with Lars Ulrich of Metallica on his It's Electric show, Morello said that, quote, for a band that had extremely combustible elements to be able to have made four records, to be able to have played the shows we did, I think it's a miracle.
You know, you guys are lucky you got four.
Yeah. Hey, pipe down. We gave you four albums.
No, you know what? Give me that last one back.
You don't deserve it. You're greedy. Morello also added that, quote, I was not always sensitive to the emotional needs of my band members, and everybody has their role in it, but that's where I contributed to the chaos that eventually ended the band. Rage has never discussed making anything new when they got back together for some shows, and Morello said that helped. He said, we had a great time. We had fun on stage and off stage. I would love to see a new Rage album. That would be insane.
You know, just do what everybody else is doing. Throw a half-assed album out there, make some money, and just call it a night.
They could, though. Like, honestly, Rage could put together an album that would probably be really solid, you know, maybe reminiscent to what they've done before. But if they toured again, like a full-on...
Well, they could do it.
Oh,
they could do it.
I was never able to see Rage, and I would love to see him.
Yeah.
Them and System of a Down, I would just pow.
System of a Down is yeah, that would
It'd be awesome. It'd be awesome. So we'll see. Who knows?
They should do it together.
Let's wait till they're like 60 years old, 70 years old. Then we get Rage back together, full tour. Lastly, DJ Ashba, who played guitar in 6 a.m. and Guns N' Roses, was arrested for a DUI on Friday in Fairbury, Illinois. TMZ reports that Ashba was pulled over for failing to stop and was given a field sobriety test after he appeared impaired. Ashba and his 6 a.m. bandmates, James Michael, have been working on a new project called Pyromantic this year. Because Nikki Six obviously is done with everything. So
can't be drinking and driving.
Yeah, just because you're a rock star, sir. Anyway, that's your rock news. We'll be back.